A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 5:30.
It's 52 degrees.
Speeds on I-15, I-80 are excellent. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
Police say a Magna man threatened to get a gun and shoot everyone at football practice.
He says, I'll be back, and when I come back, I'm going to shoot you and every one of these kids.
The man who made the threat is now in jail. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
And Amanda, the coaches and parents did not take any chances when this happened. So they say dozens of kids were at a youth football team practice, Cypress youth football team practice, and there was a woman there pleading for help from the coaches. Coach Russ told KSL TV what happened.
She was crying, shaking. A guy was in her face. So I yelled at him, get away from her, leave the park. He says, I'll be back. And when I come back, I'm going to shoot you and every one of these kids.
So the coaches and parents called police and they got everyone out of there. And then officers say they were able to track down Joshua Scott Howard, booked him into jail on suspicion of making terroristic threats. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The search for Brian Laundrie will resume again this morning in Florida. Now the police have confirmed the body found in Wyoming is that of Gabby Petito.
In a swampy area of Northport, Florida, police continue searching for fellow traveler, boyfriend Brian Laundrie.
Terrain's very difficult. Essentially 75% of it's underwater.
Police Commander Joe Fossil says numerous agencies are assisting.
ATVs, UTVs, we have multiple drone operators.
Investigators removed potential evidence from Laundrie's parents' home this week. Petito's parents think Laundrie's family members have been covering for him. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says the president's immigration policy is a, quote, monumental disaster. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather?
Well, Amanda, the statement came at a Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. Romney says even without other disasters, the policy will leave the federal government hanging on by a thread. The Deseret News reports the senator was most upset over a proposal by Democrats to send checks to parents of the undocumented for each of their kids. Romney tweeted, I can't think of a more enticing reason to enter our country illegally. The Homeland Security meeting came after images emerged of Border Patrol agents riding horses trying to grab Haitian migrants and push them back toward Mexico. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Federal Reserve wraps up a batch of meetings today, and investors will be paying close attention.
The Federal Reserve is expected to have a few announcements when it wraps up its latest meeting today. When it comes to interest rates, most economists expect Chair Jerome Powell to say it's leaving them alone. But when it comes to stimulus programs put in place during the pandemic, the Fed is expected to say that the end is near and that it will begin to taper off some of the bond buying in the months to come.
ABC's Daria Albinger reporting.
The FDA is expected to approve Pfizer booster shots today for those 65 and up, as well as for those with high-risk conditions. This comes as the virus continues to surge around the country. Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff with the Ohio Department of Health is telling younger adults that the virus is not something to take lightly.
If you're young and unvaccinated, it's now probably only a question of when, not if, you get COVID-19.
He says they continue to see younger adults end up in the hospital in bad shape.
A group of people in Florida filled a Polk County Commission meeting demanding the deworming drug ivermectin be made available to treat COVID-19.
What is going on is just insane that in these hospitals, doctors are not treating these people the right way.
Health officials say there is no evidence showing the drug that fights off parasites will kill off the COVID virus. The Utah Health Department even issued a warning saying a person here ended up in the hospital with serious health problems after taking the drug.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Pretty typical temperatures for the end of September, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Overnight lows are dropping into the 50s.
It is definitely looking dry for the rest of the week, and the temperatures are seasonal. However, into next week, the long-range forecast, so from like late September, the last few days of September, into the first week of October, the Climate Prediction Center is suggesting above-average precipitation. So even though it's dry now, hopefully we get some rain moving in here toward the end of the month.
Grant says some extra moisture would be good news as the water year comes to an end on September 30th.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.